This is a Dice World production in association with Pants Pending Studios. Hello, my gentle snowflakes. This is Dice. You know me as host of The Social Hour, but now you can find me every Tuesday hosting the brand new Drink and Debate podcast. The Drink and Debate is an improv comedy competition in which four teams of comedians from all over the Pacific Northwest face off for beer, glory, and the title of Master Debaters. Wait, what? For beer, glory, as they master debating. Shit. Master Debaters. It still sounds like I'm saying masturbate. Master son of a bitch. Screw it, we're doing it live! As comedians debate some things, so join us on the Drink and Debate podcast. Every Tuesday, you can find us on socialhourpod.com or on iTunes. And find the Drink and Debate live shows every month at the Spokane Comedy Club, hosted by myself and comedian Nick Cavassier. Go to SpokaneComedyClub.com for all the details. We'll see you there.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so with occasional foul language, don't you bother, you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
Who dressed me up like this? Am I really Batman? Did I go to a Phantom of the Opera concert?
That sounds like something I want to attend next year.
Yeah, or is this some weird Eyes Wide Shut party I don't know about? Like, this could get go a lot of ways.
Get ready for the Social Hour.
Live from Dice World Studios in Spokane, Washington. This is the Social Hour. On today's show, comedian Jay Mitz, Jeremy Parsons, producer Traz Swartout. And now your host, checking it once, checking it twice, nope, still not on Santa's list, Dice Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is the Social Hour. How's everybody doing today? I'm feeling good tonight. I have had a long week, but it is my Friday. You guys, it's Wednesday, but officially Monday, which is wildly confusing to everyone out there, but I don't give a fuck, kid. Get it together. Thank you for joining us for another episode in the studio, filling in for Monica Stutz, the lovely, the talented, our favorite and most frequent host on the Social Hour, Jay Mitz, everyone.
Woo, thank you.
How are you doing, dear?
Doing wonderful. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, thank you for being here. She's retaining the crown of most frequent guest in the studio. On her tail, though... Jeremy Person. Jeremy, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah,
he's actually, I think Jeremy's probably second. He's close. He's not far behind you. I think you're at like 8 or 9 appearances at this point now.
And I'm like 5.
Yeah, you're at like 5, I think. And then, as always, our producer Traz. Traz, how you doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
Thanks for coming, guys. Good to see everyone. Monica's out this week. She'll be gone next week also, but she will be back. Yeah, fuck her. No. We will miss her as always, but she will be back soon to join us. But for now, it's just us. I'm feeling good. I had a Red Bull earlier, so I'm energized. That's the first energy drink I had in a while. I've been on a fucking coffee binge. Like, I drink way too much coffee. Now I found out when I'm not drinking alcohol, I drink coffee from about 5 in the morning to like 5 in the evening. I'm like a fucking AA. Like, I just I should be smoking cigarettes and just smoking and just drinking pots of coffee all day.
It's a good life.
Yeah, maybe that's why I don't sleep.
Probably.
Yeah, that might have something to do with it.
I had to cut back on energy drinks and everything because I was
just too much.
Not doing good.
I was telling there's a comedian, Will Gilman. Listeners may know him. He is host of The Hustle on PantsPending.com, our home network also. We were talking about energy drinks last night, and I used to work in this, do sales training for this company down in California, and around the corner was this like bootleg Big Lots type store. I used to go over there and buy like bootleg energy drinks, like 99 cents, and I swear to God, it was like just a 4-hour panic attack afterwards. Every time I drink one, it was just a 24-ounce fucking anxiety attack.
That's how I am with any kind of energy drink or caffeine usually.
Just buzz. I can do coffee all day, but I get into those energy drinks now. I feel like I'm gonna have a stroke. Like one eyeball starts throbbing really hard. And it's not,
you know. I was wondering why your eyeball was throbbing so hard.
It's not just you. It's Jeremy.
Make it throb.
So, but thank you guys for joining us and hanging out. We've got a bunch of great stuff planned for you. A couple games, some news. We're going to do what we were calling Who's Going to Hell, Worst Person in the News. We didn't really have a name for it, but Monica came up with a great name. Despicable Deeds. So that's going to be the name of the game that we take a news article, find the worst person in the news this month, and we present it and figure out who takes the crown. Jeremy May again. He's good at finding those terrible people.
Or are you just saying that you are the terrible person of the month?
I've won 2 out of 3 now.
Yeah, I think you have. Right, it's only it on, 3 times or 4 times that we play. Maybe only 3. So, yeah, we'll see. But for everyone listening, if you like what you hear, tell a friend, tell your mom, all that good stuff. Go to patreon.com/pantspending.com and donate a couple bucks. You can kick in, one-time donation, subscribe, listen to all the shows on Pants Pending. We've got more shows coming. The drinking debate is coming to Pants Pending, so you can find that soon on pantspending.com. For now, find it on Social Hour Pod, new episodes every Tuesday, and also on iTunes. So subscribe, like all that, and do all that stuff. Our next live show will be January 1st, so drag your hungover ass out of bed, or you could still be on a Coke bender from the night before, haven't slept, just make it down to the comedy club, whatever you got to do, and have a couple drinks, even out. And watch some comedy. So we've got some great shows coming up. We're going to be in the Tacoma Club starting in January also. And lots of big stuff. So keep tuned into all that. So I took myself on a little date last week, like I am known to do, because all my friends sleep all day and then work all night because they're strippers. And bartenders. Some are bartenders and strippers. So I always have, like, it's my favorite thing to do because I have my Tuesdays and Wednesdays are the days I'm off in the week. So I like go have lunch and like go see a movie and just kind of hang out. And I saw this movie, Arrival, which is a super good movie, actually. I don't know if any of you guys have heard about it.
I've heard about it.
Amy Adams and Forrest Whitaker finally made it out of the White House, moving on up. Jeremy Renner. It's a fantastic movie. It's kind of a linguistics movie, aliens, figuring out language. It was like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind meets Close Encounters of the Third Kind. It's a really weird combination, but it was a fantastic movie. But I realized as I'm watching this movie, I was watching the previews to this movie.
How alone you are in the world.
That's why. There was, the two people in front of me in the movie on a Tuesday afternoon. I actually like seeing movies alone because there's no expectations. You know, when you go see a movie with someone else, you always like live off of their aura of how they're liking the movie. It's like, they're not liking it. Maybe I shouldn't like it either. You know, you walk out like, what did you think? And they're, you want to say it was a 10, and they're like, yeah, it was okay. Like, yeah, it was okay.
That was me at Sausage Party.
Yeah.
Oh,
I absolutely fucking loved that movie. My girlfriend hated it. She said it's the stupidest movie ever, and I am in love with that movie.
So you just had to pretend that you didn't like it.
No. She tried to pretend like she liked it. I'm not going to pretend like I didn't like it.
Oh, you just went for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, you got it. I just go and see these movies and just get to it, because I really like movies. But what I found is that when I was watching the previews, I'm running late, and I'm like, oh, I want to watch the previews, see the previews. And then I realized, like, I don't need to watch the previews anymore. Like, the previews are already online. They've been online for months. There was a time when you had to go to movies early to watch previews, because it was the only place you could find them.
You just gotta get on YouTube, Red Band trailers.
Yeah, it's all there. Like, there's no mystery or anything that's like left unknown anymore with the internet.
It's ruining everything.
It really is. And I just, like, before you were relegated to like movies or hopefully catching the trailer on TV at some point when you were watching TV, like randomly. You're like, you know, catch the end of it or something. Now it's like you just know. You know everything. There's no mystery or allure in life. What happened? I feel like we're all so jaded now, right?
I do definitely miss that. Like, honestly, the trailers were my favorite part of the movies. Once the final, like, once the movie started, I was always a little bummed.
Yeah, were you just seeing shitty movies? Like, I'm really bummed. Can I just
you know
watch?
What? Twilight was phenomenal. So
that's fine. The I've never seen those. I don't
you
think
saw
I've
them
never
alone,
even,
I've
never even seen the previews to those. Actually,
you haven't?
No.
I won a trip down to L.A. Ryan Seacrest actually called up our phone.
Humble brag.
Wait, what?
It just randomly called up my phone. Wrong number, but.
It was a contest that we entered, and so we won it, and it was to go to the Teen Choice Awards down in L.A., and we got to go to, like,
every sexual predator's dream.
I got to watch Ninja Warrior while I was down there.
Oh, that's sweet, actually.
But we got to go into the celebrity gifting suite and grab anything off of any of the tables that we wanted in this giant room. And it was amazing. All the kids from Twilight were there, and it was just ridiculous.
Like, the actors or the children who love watching Twilight? The kids from Twilight.
The actual actors. I'm like twice their age, so I call them kids.
Okay.
But no, and then
is Kristen Stewart just as ugly in real life?
She's kind of homely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then we go to the awards show, and at the end of the awards show, they gave them a lifetime achievement award.
Thanks for your 12 years of service. Yeah.
And I fucking got up and walked out of there. I was like, this is fucking bullshit.
You were great as a zygote.
Yeah.
Like that.
I loved you in that one movie.
Dear God.
Lifetime achievement. And then there's like Wesley, or what's his name? Like Denzel Washington still waiting to get his Oscar.
That's so,
like,
sad.
Yeah, and then like, oh, a lifetime achievement. You made this shit movie.
Yeah. Way to go.
Yeah, a franchise for that was a... Oh, wait, no, hold on. That was the...
You're thinking Hunger Games,
I'm thinking Fifty Shades of Grey. Fifty Shades of Grey was originally a
fan fiction.
Children's book.
Oh, what?
No, it was Twilight.
It was
fan fiction.
Twilight fan fiction.
Yeah.
Is what I had always heard.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it was the lady wrote. I don't know her name because I'm not gay.
I don't remember either.
Whatever her name is, she wrote. It was a Twilight fan fiction she wrote, and somebody found it online, and they just like tweaked it to make it like not vampires, and then it was they made it into like 18 books and movies.
Wow, impressive.
Yeah, I need to start writing smut.
I know.
So
no, it's the worst. Have you ever read any of 50 Shades?
Of course I have read. No, I haven't
read
it.
I've never read it, but I've heard that it's like the worst written book ever.
It's the worst written book ever, and it's just factually inaccurate. Like, the chick in it, she's a virgin, and then when she finally loses her virginity to the guy, she comes like three times, and it's like, no.
No, that doesn't
happen. It sucks for
a long time. Is that not how it happens?
I watched the movie, but I had to shut it off at the point where she pulled out her flip phone. And like, this motherfucker runs a helicopter. And it's like, if you're gonna get flogged or let this guy flog you, like, at least put her on the fucking friends and family plan. Like, I mean, there's no reason. He's a multi-billionaire, and she has a fucking flip phone.
She's got like her clamshell, like
that's
her Walmart track phone.
Yeah, but no, that's ridiculous.
Well, I will fuck you some more, but I've got to go down to Cricket and buy some more minutes.
You can pick out any iPhone 4 you want.
Yeah.
Just the 4. Oh my God.
Just the 4.
Yeah, not the S.
We're not going anything 4G.
It wasn't that good of a lay.
Yeah, comes with a free the iPod Mini. Nano only.
Yes, shuffle.
Yeah, you get 7 songs. Better pick wisely. So, and I already downloaded Careless Whisper on there. The other 6 are for you.
I'm surprised you just don't have Careless Whisper 6 times.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, I can put it on repeat, Jay. I'm not an idiot.
All right.
But yeah, I did. It was great. It's a fantastic song. Don't make me play it. So the movie was good, though. It was very, very entertaining. But it just made me yearn for Days of Yonder. It makes me know I'm getting older when I start thinking about these things. Like, I was talking to someone about a rotary phone the other day. And, like, I had a rotary phone in my home until I was probably, like, 11.
Yeah.
You know? And she's like, I don't know. I didn't, like, we had one for a little bit, but I didn't know how to use it. And, like, well, she's like, I didn't know how to get what number. I'm like, are you fucking retarded? Like, What did you think? Like, I just imagine like the people who made the rotary phone being like, oh fuck, of course, put them in order. Like, I put the 7 between the star and the 3. That was ridiculous. We put the 9 on the back for some reason. Like, obviously they're fucking in order, you idiot. But just like so many simple things that we used to have that now, and like there's no, like, kids will never be innocent because you can find anything. Everything is out there. Like that's why everyone's so fucking jaded, because you're just like, yeah, I've seen that. I can do that. I've watched people, you know, ISIS behead some British reporter by the time I was 6 and beat off.
I sat at work all day and watched porn today.
Yeah, exactly. So
couldn't do that in the fucking 90s.
You probably shouldn't do that today. Your boss would be.
I'm the IT guy. I monitor all the internet traffic. So
okay, there we go.
Yeah,
I'll watch fucking whatever kind of porn I want.
The what kind of porn was it?
I don't remember.
Wiener
oh,
dog,
don't lie.
Wiener
what
dog
are you
porn.
Into? We all know what we're into.
There was an artichoke
mainly,
involved.
Mainly geriatric porn.
Oh, gross.
I like that.
Yeah. I forgot what I Google every day. My bad.
Yeah.
Just random
different.
Shit pops up.
Whatever the top video is. Yeah. What's everyone else watching today? I like the scoring system they have. Like, the people give them stars and stuff. I like the idea that somebody watched, I'd be like, boo on those people, fucking. That was terrible porn.
His dick was crooked.
Yeah.
They give porn like a star rating?
Oh, yeah. Don't act like you've never been on X videos.
I know.
Pornhub, RedTube. Yeah.
I've seen
LemonParty.org.
I
don't
know
that
what
one.
That is.
I don't even know that
is.
One.
It's like just a gif of three old dudes just going to fucking town on each other.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. On each other. Like,
oh, yeah.
Three. That's a whole lot of...
Google it right now. Bring it up on the TV.
No, God.
You got the monitor. What do you want to see?
LemonParty.org.
No.
I like .org. It's
I know,
a
right?
.org.
The .gov was taken. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I lost my taste for porn after 2 Girls, 1 Cup. That.
Oh, please. You were like 7 when that came out.
Well, you know, at 7, I lost my taste for porn, I guess.
Jesus Christ.
She reached her peak.
Yeah, you must have had very creepy uncles. So.
Don't you bring up my trauma on air.
I think you did.
That's probably true.
I think you did. So the other thing I noticed as I'm watching these previews is there's a trend in music, and I noticed like every kind of semi-generation of music, or like every couple years, has like a sound. And I noticed a trend in trailers. And I'm going to equate this to a song from the early 90s. This song has...
It's called Careless Whispers.
It's called Careless Whispers. Let me introduce you to this little song. I try and weave it into everything I can. This song was like the early 90s. This has a sound that the early 90s had in like every song. And once you hear it, Jeremy especially, because he's my age, well, I think we'll know this.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to play a couple previews. But hold on.
Okay.
Better be Beverly Hills Cop.
The
whole synthesizer.
No. So there's a sound that you're going to catch in this. This is Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes.
Is this an
80s
song?
Are you playing a song or a trailer?
This is a move. This is a song.
Okay.
That's that sound. Bump. That little.
Yeah, you can't even make it with your. I know what
yeah.
you're talking about, though.
Kind of the synthesis. What about the.
It's just like a quick bump.
Okay.
When you hear it again, I'll show.
Okay.
It's like a sound that every new generation discovers some sort of sound, and then they fuck it out. That is in like every. It's like a. It's like a car wreck, like a quick car wreck almost.
Remember Metal Gear?
Yes.
When the bad guys would see it, the little exclamation mark would pop up above their head. That's the noise from it.
So there you go. And that explains a generation.
Yeah,
and
it really does.
That sound is fucked out. Like, there's a Paul Abdul song that has that. I think it's the... Oh, wait.
No, yeah, let's listen to Paul Abdul. That'll be fun.
So have you identified our sound?
Well, there's a sound in movie trailers I found that I'm going... That we will talk about here in a second. I've got a... I think it's this Paul Abdul stuff. Is it 2 steps forward? 1 step forward, 2 steps back?
That was 80s, though. That was...
Yeah, that was like 89. I was like, no.
That was 86.
No way.
86, 87, man.
Are you pretty on it with your Paula Abdul?
Okay. Hold on.
My best friend's little sister used to listen to it all the fucking time. So I was playing Dick Tracy and she was listening to Paula Abdul.
Hold on.
The 80s were fun.
Do you guys want to put a... It kind of has the same little pop to it. Oh, God. Let's see.
I remember when this video came out, man. It was like just fucking... The technology was mind-blowing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's a cartoon in this video with this lady.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, do you not know this song?
I do know the song. I've never seen the video.
Okay, hold on.
She's dancing and walking with a cat.
Okay.
Opposites attract. Hold on. Does anyone want to guess when this song came out?
86, 87.
85.
1988.
It was came out in 89.
Oh, wow. I wish you had just said like 1492.
Man, I swear it was.
here's the video.
Dude, back then, this was like amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like Roger Rabbit era.
And then you remember the after-school drug special that they came out with all the cartoon characters in it? Like, oh, God.
I
that
still
made
did
me
want
to smoke so fucking bad.
I did so many drugs.
Oh, yeah. The heroin looks fun. I'll try that. Yeah.
So, all right.
Back when smoking was okay on TV. Amazing.
Is there any rapes or a little molestation
there? Hey, look
there?
At that.
She's getting
fourth
in
fourth video down.
Hey, does that guy on a comedy club? sorry, no, never mind. Said too much. So this is.
Thank you.
Killing Jeremy over here. We will. So I blame this movie for this sound. So this is the sound that I've noted in all movie previews now.
What's the most resilient parasite?
The little like air horn, like.
Yeah.
And this
it's
is
in The Purge. It's in
Batman. So every Batman.
So this is the this is Inception, and I blame Inception. And I hate Christopher Nolan. I think he's a fucking hack of a director.
I blame Red State. That was the sound of the horn in Red State.
Red State.
God, they do that sound for everything.
Yeah.
So shit, that's our sound.
Here's the movie I saw a trailer for. It's called A Cure for Wellness.
It sounds like I should have that in there.
It's like the same. The new Rogue One trailer has it, but it's more of an air horn sound in the Rogue One, and it's like this is it's just this ominous like
super
Transformers
dark,
like everything is added in it. Yeah,
it is just like what is this like? It sounds like a fucking robot whale queefing in slow motion or something. It's like so fucking ridiculous.
I've been trying to work the word in queef for like the last 5 minutes. So
you do it.
Yeah, you did.
But I mean. Just like if a robot whale queefed, that's what it was like, a humpback whale. And what is it with that sound? Like, why do we glob onto this weird sound and then just fuck it out? It's again indicative of these generations that just can't have a unique idea.
Fucking millennials, man.
I know. What's up with you guys, Jay?
I don't know if that whole zingy 90s pop sound, though, would sound as great if you were putting it into the Batman soundtrack. Like, I would love...
Play the Batman, the first, the Keaton Batman trailer. See if it's in there. Let's see if it's in there.
To blend those two cultures would be pretty interesting. 1989
trailer.
Let's 89 see. Was a good year.
That was a great year.
I was 8 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
89, I was
32.
Seven.
I was already an old man.
Is this the trailer? This doesn't
it
seem
just
like
sounds
a trailer.
Like airplanes.
It's a weird trailer.
It's a Tim Burton movie.
True.
What the hell is happening?
This is lasers? Just like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I don't think it's the
I
right.
Don't remember. Lasers in Batman.
What are you watching over there?
This is great pod right now. How do I find this 1989 trailer? Come on, fuckers. How do you?
Michael Keaton Batman trailer.
Oh, original trailer. Batman.
There we go.
No,
that was the second one. This is the Batman with the Joker with that Nicholson as the Joker.
Oh, this had like the its own song.
Prince.
Yeah.
It was the whole soundtrack.
More lasers.
There's no music.
And what do you do for a living?
Here, I'll let you guys watch this. Lieutenant, is there a 6-foot bat in Gotham City? Here you go, Jay.
Okay.
This movie was so badass.
It was so good that it didn't even need a trailer.
Yeah.
Or music for the trailer. Nicholson, always the best Joker to me.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. He's no Cesar Romero, but...
Did you guys not like the Jared Leto Joker?
I won't watch it.
No?
Really? I didn't think it
Why
was
not?
Bad.
You never saw it?
Nope.
Until they
bring Keaton back as Batman, I refuse to watch a Batman movie.
Dude, this movie looks sweet. Like,
have you never seen this
time.
Movie?
No.
It's fucking amazing, this movie. Dude. It's so good.
Like, the Batmobile looks sweet. Yeah. The Batsuit looks sweet.
Yeah, I don't know about Ben Affleck being Batman.
Nah.
Yeah,
that one's
kind of weird.
I was never a fan of... I'm just not a fan of Christopher Nolan, so I hate the new Batman.
I'm right there with you.
So I think he's a hack of a director. Yeah. Everyone disagrees with me. But fuck him, I'm right.
Yep.
So, as usual... But yeah, it was just these weird sounds. Like, what is we just glob onto them and just create like just fuck them out until, like auto tune. Like some guy, you know, he's just talking into like a carburetor for an hour, making music, and that happens forever. And then eventually we get over it. And I don't know, I don't understand. When do we move on? When do we get new things?
Never,
never.
Not in Trump's America.
In Trump's America. We're going to have white things.
Oh, no.
White only. So.
Yes, no more Madea movies.
No. Oh, thank God.
Tyler Perry.
He's going to bring back Ernest.
Well played.
Ernest, what was his last name?
What's Hemingway.
His name? Or Hemingway, yeah. All right. Let's see. You guys want to play the game?
Yeah, my phone's about to die, so we need to kind of do it.
Oh, okay.
Lose my story.
All right. So the game is, for people who don't know, hold on, let's...
get the music.
Let's cue the music here.
You should just play that ominous foghorn.
It's not bad, actually.
That's good, too.
Yeah. So the game, Despicable Deeds... The game where we find the worst person in the news this month, and we decide who is crowned king. So the rules are: we all vote for a story. We can't vote for our own.
Shit.
That was my game plan to win. Jay's like, that was my whole plan. Jay, would you like to do the honors of going first?
Sure.
We'll go around the horn here. Start with Jay.
I don't know. I've got a pretty good one. I don't know if you guys are going to be able to top this. Okay. So the person I have chosen who is just arguably the shittiest person ever. Oh, okay. Hitler probably beats him. But his name is Justin Ross Harris, and he's just been sentenced to life in prison because he left his toddler son, I think his son was like not even 2 years old, in his car for 7 hours while he was at work. And... during this whole thing, he was sexting 6 different women, 2 of them being minors, requesting pictures of minors' genitalia.
Show me a bone!
While his toddler roasted in the car. Boom, smash, game over.
Wow. No. She must not listen to the freaking the dog roasting one that I had.
That's horrible.
Hold on, a couple.
You cooked your son while you're sexting with minors?
Did the son die?
Yes, the son died.
Okay,
didn't
say that
part.
Okay,
yeah,
that makes
sense. You missed a key point.
Okay,
I said he was
so now he's
roasted. Hold on. Roasted. There's a dare. I've roasted before.
Okay. So now he's available to go on dates with these girls.
No,
I think he just upped his station in life.
He's been sentenced to life in prison.
Okay. Okay.
So because he's got counts of the murder, child abuse, and then sexual exploitation of minors, because you know. Be like,
sure.
send me them titties.
Yeah, well, he just wanted to see if they were be good moms for his son. He needs somewhere for the son to go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did
Fitches
I forget
the
part?
On now he's paying the consequence.
Yeah.
He definitely had a loving wife and family.
Oh,
and
okay.
See, you're missing so many key points.
Okay,
yeah, you gotta give me the
key.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I will read this quote. To his wife and family, Harris was a loving father and husband. Unbeknownst to them, unbeknownst, Harris engaged in online sexual communication with multiple women, including two underage girls, had extramarital sexual encounters in public places, the perv, and paid for sex with a prostitute.
Who? How old was Harris?
Oh, God, I have a picture. He's really gross. He's probably in his, like, mid-40s, but he's just, like, this fat little turd. Dude. He's very turd.
I like how it's always unbeknownst. Like, the wife's being like, well, knowns to me.
Okay.
He was definitely banging 15-year-olds.
I knew it. I watched it. I seen it with my own eyes.
Would you hit that?
I would hit that.
Deese, you have no standards.
That's true.
That is true.
So anyways, yes, his child roasted to death in a car while he was sexting with six different women, including two of them being
But he was at work.
How many kids
Where was
he...
the mom at? Why wasn't the mom watching the kid? Why does this guy have to bring the kid to work?
The mom's doing shit, probably. Where? She's an independent woman.
I want to know.
She's an independent woman who has kids.
She can hold a job too.
Daycare's expensive as fuck, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why you keep them locked in your car. Then you don't have to pay a sitter.
Did he crack a window at least?
No,
get
I don't
a swamp
think so.
Cooler in there. Something. Yeah, you can make one of those off of Pinterest for like $10.
Get a hobo to just blow on him while he's through the window. Okay, so kid died. He's going to prison for life.
Yes,
it's a long time. Do people like? Do we? Why do we bother locking these people up for life? Like, why don't we just kill them?
Because they make money off of having inmates.
I know. It's just so fucking stupid. Like,
let's
just
the real answer.
You don't want the real answer? I'm sorry.
Of course, yeah. It's a privatized prison. Bring it down.
So that is my article.
Get your liberal hippie bullshit out of here. Take that to another podcast that nobody listens to.
Shots fired. My God.
Oh.
Okay, so beat the child roaster.
Beat the child roaster. The child roaster.
The child roaster, okay. Child flasher.
All right, so I...
Hold on. Did he bang any of the younger girls, though?
Probably.
All right, I can beat
Fixer
off of that.
It didn't happen.
That'll help me out later.
Oh, my God. Do you want me to send that picture of him to you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, do it. I want to send him, and then... send a picture of the first season of Full House to me also, and I'll just combine those images in my head.
He did kind of look like a fat Dave Coulier.
Yeah, he did. But he kind of
cut
had
it out.
He had the hair of John Stamos though. A little nice.
All right. So my story, I'm not really going for a person. I'm going to go for a whole state. It's just a piece of shit.
Okay.
Texas is about to require burial or cremation for all aborted fetuses.
Oh,
I saw this.
I thought that was so crazy. It's like you're already going through a hard enough experience. Like these people don't know why these people are coming in and getting abortions. And they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, now you got to foot the bill for funeral expenses.
Yeah, that's an
or cremation. That's going to end up with more kids frying in cars.
At least a shoebox. At least an old shoebox to put him in or something.
Flush
it
down the
toilet. The woman has to pay for the baby to be cremated or buried.
Yes. In Texas.
What happened to the baby before?
This one?
The baby
what
before.
Happened to your baby?
It died.
It's not
you
really.
You got a 10-minute delay on this guy?
The baby when you. To the fetus before that?
I don't get abortions. I just let mine roast in cars. Yeah. It's much cheaper.
No, but really, what happened? Like, if they don't, because now they have to like bury it or cremate. Yeah, but what did they put it before?
I think they just throw it away, like biological waste.
Don't they just hold on? Hold on.
Oh. So what happened with the aborted ones now? It's just medical waste. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of states wouldn't even allow them. Like, they should do stem cell shit off.
I was gonna say, what?
Michael J. Fox back.
Yeah.
That would be tight.
That would be fucking badass.
Could have another Back to the Future.
Back to the Future 4.
Like, honestly, you should, if there's some scientific benefit to it, you should use that.
Yeah, but now they're trying to force people that are already going through one of the worst things that they can go through in their life to go through something even worse.
That's insane.
It's fucked up.
Okay.
Do they force you to invite family members to this?
Yeah, no shit.
Can you have to invite your family?
Is this open casket, like, open casket for late terms?
Oh my God, that's so brutal.
I
think I'm
okay. You have
going to hell.
You have to name it. You have to name it. Yeah, you have to give it hobbies.
Yep.
Give it a MySpace profile.
Would have been great at riding tricycles when you had a club foot.
Oh no.
This is
the worst.
Did you say that it passed or they're trying?
They're
to
trying
pass?
To pass.
Oh
it
my
right
god!
Now.
Fucking Texas.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Maybe the state of Texas is the worst person in the fucking world.
What are the odds that it passes?
It's Texas.
Yeah.
70-30.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, don't worry. You don't live in Texas.
That's true.
Yeah. You can still do them in the bathroom like
Yay.
You used to. So
yes.
You can just flush them. It's fine. All right. Traz?
All right. Yeah. So my news story, I kind of changed it. I felt really bad. I don't know. There's a lot of horrible people in the news. And so I just had to find somebody that was bad but just kind of comical. All
right.
All right. So... yeah, this was in West Monroe, Washington, and it was about a... Okay, so the victim called the police because her older brother physically beat her up and her mother, but the part that I think is really horrible and counts this guy, makes this guy a bad guy, is his mom was trying to escape with her walker, and he kicked out the walker, and she fell down and cut herself.
Oh man, just picturing that in my head is the fucking greatest thing ever.
Kicking out the walker.
Yeah, he was just like beating down his sister, and then his mom was all like, ah,
"You want some of this shit too, mom?"
I picture it in like Yakety Sax playing in the background, fucking just like, Benny Hill fucking sketch. Right?
So she's okay though.
Yeah,
she lived.
Right. I mean, yeah, oh, okay. They're all gonna have a couple beers and laugh about it later. But yeah, it's Jack Eugene Cook Jr., 45, of 109 Silver Leaf Trail.
They'll sit down. Yeah, which trailer unit are they in the park?
I can see him going like WWE with the walker and like smashing it over the mom's back.
He said he kicked his mother's walker away because she did not take his side in the dispute.
That's amazing.
How old is he though?
45.
Oh, wow.
And they all live together, probably?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
That's what you get if you live with your mom that late.
Well, that's what she gets.
Right.
Apparently.
Kick that guy out when he's 18.
Bitch, don't talk back to me. I'll kick out your walker. I'll take your walker away from you. See how far you get then.
I'm going to pull out your catheter. You keep it in your mouth, bitch.
Oh, my God. What a wonderful
won't even deflate the balloon first.
I'm going to rub jalapenos in her stoma hole.
That's so specific.
Oddly sexual.
Jesus. Jeez, what do you got?
Okay. This comes from us, comes to us, also from Texas. Headline is, man murdered wife's family and then killed her as she attended funeral service.
Woo!
A man has been found guilty of executing an evil plot, bad pun, in which he killed his sister-in-law and father-in-law to lure his wife to their funeral, where he then murdered her.
Jesus Christ. That is almost
brutal.
Impressive, though.
Like, he could have just killed like, her, but that insult
oh,
injury.
Yeah. He's like, he oh so God. Samuel Velasco Garola, 41, can, those fucking Jews, they always doing this shit,
God,
obviously.
Jesus.
Well, obviously, look at the name. Conspired to kill his wife. They love El Paso, Texas. Conspired to kill his wife and her family with the help of his two siblings. He initiated his murderous plot in 2008. Hired a hitman to murder his father-in-law. He intended to kill his wife as she crossed the border to pay her last respects to her father. But he couldn't carry out the plan. So a month later, he killed his sister-in-law. And then his wife came to the funeral, and he murdered her. So
it's dedication.
Yeah. So he wanted to just kill his wife, so he killed his wife's family to get his wife to come to America, back to America, so he could kill her.
It reminds me of a story from like 4 years ago, I believe. There was a guy, deadbeat dad, didn't have custody of his kids or anything, and he dressed up as Santa Claus and came into the house.
Oh my God.
And everybody was like, oh, it's Santa, and then he just fucking mowed down the whole fucking family.
Jesus
oh my
Christ.
God.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Jesus. Deez, my question is, did you say that he killed her at the funeral?
Yes.
I'm trying to imagine this. So there's this huge funeral service going on, and then does this motherfucker just, like, blow in?
Have you ever seen any Tarantino movie?
Yeah. It sounds like Kill Bill. Okay. Like
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Straight up,
like, yeah, yeah.
Straight up Kill Bill. Exactly.
I think it's even in the same city.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, it doesn't... here's a good tidbit. This should add on. He also wanted to kill his wife to prevent her from testifying against him in a sexual assault case. So there you go. There's the topping on that fantastic story.
Act.
He's also a sexual offender, and he murdered his wife so she wouldn't
now
testify
he's a murderer
against
too.
Him.
So.
Oh.
He kept saying wife. Was it ex-wife or was it his current wife?
I think it was
wife?
His current wife. They were just estranged.
Bitch wouldn't sign the papers.
Yeah.
So he's single now.
Yeah, so you're telling me he's a chance, Jay.
We should all become his pen pal.
Yeah.
Yay!
I'll put some money on his books.
Yeah.
The toddler roaster.
Yeah.
I mean, he sounds like he's into getting picked.
It's,
so.
It's coming up to Christmas. I'll send him some tamales. Jews love tamales.
Little known fact.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the only pork they'll eat. all right. So let's vote here. Jay, do you take the state of Texas?
Okay.
kicking out the walker.
God, I love that one so much.
I know. Or the wife, the family killing diabolical plot.
Shit. Okay. That's tough. Like, fuck the state of Texas. I completely agree with that, and that's in both of these stories. But I just, like, I think I'm going to go to sleep laughing, thinking about the walker thing. So I'm going to go with that
one. Go with the walker. All right.
I love that.
I think it's pretty clear cut. Yours.
That is brutal. I will not deny. That is fucking brutal.
I can't wait to see that on, like, First 48 or fucking one of those shows.
Right,
it's
yeah.
Gonna be amazing.
Yeah, my vote would definitely go for you. That's a pretty crazy story.
All right. Well, my vote is irrelevant then. I have two votes, so I win.
What were you going to vote for?
I was going to vote for mine.
Well, you don't get to do that.
It's my show. I get to do what I want.
Fucking Mexicans.
So,
hey, Deez, if you have a sec, I have a little bonus one, though, that I stumbled across.
Yes.
It wasn't, like, from this month, but I just thought it was hilarious. So I will just read you the headline. A toddler legally named Twinkle Twinkie Twilight, who was abducted
the
by
the Jews again. Fuck. They just can't stay out of the headlines.
Who was abducted by her birth mother is found safe 10 hours after Amber Alert was released.
Is that her sister?
But
Amber Alert, was that her sister?
Probably. Twinkle Twinkie Twilight. That's the best name of
Twinkle Twinkie Twilight and Amber Alert.
Which of those names is the best? Like, if that was your name and you had to go by one of them as, like, your main name, would it be Twinkle? Would it be Twinkie? Would it be Twilight?
I think
it wouldn't be Twink.
I'd go, yeah, I know, that's a bad one. I'd go Twilight. It sounds kind of badass if you spin it right.
No, not after the movie.
You just sound like a douchey vampire.
I'd go Twinkie, and then I'd just let myself go.
Yeah.
Just be obese.
Yeah.
Why they call you
just
Twinkie?
Just always wear a cowboy hat and boots like the Twinkie guy.
Have a Twinkie in your head.
It's like race you to diabetes.
Okay.
Just well,
thought I'd share that.
That is a good one. Can't wait till she's 18 and I can throw dollar bills at her.
I wonder what her stage name will be, though. Yeah.
Laura.
Probably something super boring.
Becky.
All right. Well, that is the game. I'm holding the crown. So it is. Jeremy's got two. I've got two in that game. We people need to step it up. They need to realize what we come with.
Everybody feels bad that people are going to think that they're the ones that
right?
did it. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. It's like it's just an article. It's just what's out there. We're just talking about it. So.
But all right. Yours was bad.
The toddler roaster
was
pretty
bad.
Like,
that guy is definitely a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Definitely third place.
Well, kicking out mom's. I like the kick out mom's walker, though. Like,
so
if he would have just beat mom, I think that would have been better than, like, kicking out her walker.
Right.
Something about that, just like the spite.
He's just like, what is up with these kids that are too old to live at home? Like, last month's story was the guy that beat his mom up.
For the beer.
Killed his mom over an 18-pack of beer.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Beat the fucking shit out of her.
So, all right. Well, we are going to take a quick break, guys, and we will be right back.
Well, hello there. I'm Andrew from Panspinning Studios, and I want to share with you from the good book of Never-Ending Random Discussion.
Again, I trust you are putting your valuables in the center of your living rooms as previously instructed. Good Lord, I hope that's previously instructed.
The Never-Ending Random Discussion is a collection of funny and interesting people sitting down to be random.
Why is she naked?
Those eyes are so piercing.
It's...
I forgot that she had tiny little animal eyes, like beady little black eyes. Oh dear God.
Why is she? Why is she covered in frosting? That's weird. That's like a cake thing. That's not for donuts.
It's your favorite flavor.
Anything can happen, and anything does happen. Not that I'm sexist, but kitchens need to stay in women. I went with it.
Kitchens need to stay in women. That's Andrew Reisenhuber, 2016.
Find the show at celebrategeek.com/nerd. Tune in and thank me later. Pants pending.
Hi, I'm Ash.
Hi, I'm Steven.
I write fan fiction.
I'm a podcaster and a comedian, and neither of us
have seen a lot of movies, so we decided to get caught up
on our catalog of movies, and while talking about it,
I decided that we should podcast all of it.
And now, 2 years later, we're still at it.
And we're kind of a little bit more professional than ever. He wants to touch the...
Hiney.
Bryan Cranston. The one that knocks.
That is...
And the one that sends the Power Rangers after going to touch things.
You know how to... He wants to get vertical on the Limbo Shack.
What the...
She is your soulmate because the Lord has told me...
What? What? He wants... to jump through that tent and into the canyon and fly away while holding a ketchup bottle. I don't know how it works.
He wants to Left Eye Lopez for Destiny's Child.
So join us every Monday on iTunes, Stitcher,
or here on the Pants Pending Studios podcast network,
which you can find at pantspending.com.
This week in Deez Nuts. A California cat named Fatboy was recently rescued from atop a 45-foot power pole after being stuck for 9 days. It's unclear how the cat came to be atop the power line, but after a few days, the fire department and other local agencies were called in to retrieve the feline. This happened after rescuers mistook what they thought was an executive order from President-elect Donald Trump when he said, "Grab that pussy." And that's this week in Deez Nuts.
Hey, did what's your name and get at you yesterday?
Deez Nuts!
All right, and we're back, guys. Thanks for hanging out through that short commercial break and for listening to all the great shows on pantspending.com, our little mother father network over there. All the great shows. You can find Will Gilman on The Hustle, Stephen Bateman and Ash Bateman on Why Haven't I Seen This, Never Ending Random Discussion, and more shows coming. We've got a lot of stuff planned for the network, so go visit all those shows, like them on Facebook, follow them, and like them on iTunes. But you're back here at the Social Hour, and that's what counts. This is the number one show that releases on Wednesdays from Pants Pending.
I got so many things that I could say to that.
We're gonna play another little game here that I've kind of been toying with. But first, I want to talk to Jay for a little bit because she decided to grace us with her lovely presence as always. Jay, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I feel like I haven't seen you in forever, even though it's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a really long 2 weeks. Felt like 14 whole days.
What happened in those 2 weeks?
Oh, crazy shit, you know? I'm the governor of Washington. I'm married to the Pope. Just the basic shit.
Wow, crazy. I didn't hear that. I didn't keep up on my Washington news.
I know. Busy gal.
So Jay Mintz is a very talented comedian, improvisational actress. You can find her as a regular player at the Blue Door Theater in the Garland District of Spokane if you're in the area where within earshot of where we record the show. Also on December 15th at the Spokane Comedy Club for the Dating Game Show. That's at 315 West Sprague Avenue. That's at 8 o'clock Thursday.
She will
December
put out.
December 15th. Yeah, she will put out. Yeah. Yeah, butt, yeah, butt like, stuff too.
Come on down if you want a chance at old Jay. I've got a great personality, and I'm like maybe a 7 if you've had a few drinks.
Listen, as we discovered on one of these shows the other night, I don't remember if it was this week, last week, or a couple weeks ago, you can't put your fist in a woman's personality, okay? So let's, you know, but you can pretend it's why you love her, even though it's not. It's mostly boobs.
They're mostly padding.
Yeah, well.
Once you get me naked, you realize it's all a ruse, but you're like, oh, fuck.
I'm here.
We're here
at least
anyway.
I'm this far along. Penis.
Right.
Anymore.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Just good tuck job. like this. You feel good. Sound, hear look, Goodbye Horses playing in the background.
It looks like a big yeah. Montana, but I'll work with it.
So, yeah, how's life though? Adjusting back after the trip. Jay spent a couple 6 weeks in Guantanamo Bay. So she's back. And how's life adjusting back to the States?
You know, I miss not having to work.
Yeah.
It was fun just having all day free to drink and
you could party. Be homeless. That's what homeless people do.
Why didn't I think about that?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm just gonna go get some crack rock and be homeless.
Crack rock. I like that's the whitest way I've ever heard anyone talk about crack. I will acquire one crack rock, sir.
May I have two crack rocks, please?
How much for your crack rocks?
Does that come in a barrel?
So
yeah, good. Just adjusting back to being home. Back to the regular old grindstone again. Is that an expression?
Back to the regular old grindstone with my crack rock. Just like
mom used to make.
Days of Yonder. So, no, I don't think that's an expression anyone uses.
Now it is.
No,
yeah. Back to the old grindstone. So, how old are you?
Old enough.
Old enough. Old enough that
so
guys.
Come down to the dating show December 15th because I'm over 18.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm old enough that guys who leave their kids in cars while they work don't text me for genital pics.
Actually, the, one thing I was kind of bummed about, I was like.
Okay, that's a weird lead in.
Perfect segue.
Yeah.
I was expecting to get. Oh, God. How do I not say this offensively? I was expecting to get.
Do you know what show you're on?
I was expecting to get, like, a little bit sexually harassed in Europe, but nothing.
Nothing. No
nothing.
Sexual harassment.
No. Like, nobody even thought about kidnapping me. I'm not that old.
But, well, no, you're not.
I'm 24.
Maybe because you look
I'm
like...
kidnappable.
Maybe because you look like you,
you
blend into Europe.
You didn't get close enough to the Middle East.
Yeah.
Like, you go down to, like, Morocco, stuff like that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you
know. That makes me feel better.
But, you know...
ISIS people would love to just kidnap the shit out
of you. Yeah, you'd be a great sex slave.
Yes.
That
they'd be like, we got the 12-year-old boy. Hamad. it's probably because you look like you would fit into the Middle, like not the Middle East, into like Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
You look very Eastern European. Like, you
what does that mean? Is that a compliment? Does that mean
it's
that
not,
I
not
look
a compliment? No, you just
malnourished.
it's
right.
Called anorexia. Yeah. Okay.
It looks good on you.
Yeah, you wear it well. yeah, just throw up into the bowl. you do, but you have like a long dark hair. You have like a unique look. And you know, take that in the spirit which it's intended. You're not like blonde haired, blue eyed white girl with fake tits, you know, like
okay.
The obvious you know
American.
Ugly American.
You're
traveler.
Not overweight.
Aww, yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, all right, don't let it go to your head. Okay.
It's up there. I'm swelling with pride.
They said I don't look like an ugly American.
My standards for compliments are so low. You said that I was kidnappable and a great 12-year-old boy, and I am just blushing.
Well, you know, take what you can get.
That's true.
So, well, speaking of being kidnappable, and
another great segue.
People who may or may not... be alive. I was talking to someone recently about some celebrity, and I didn't know. Oh, Tina Turner came up, and I'm like,
I remember that
because it was her birthday, and I'm like, I saw that article on Facebook came up, and I go, I if someone would have said to me the morning I woke up before I read that article, hey, bet your life on it, is Tina Turner alive or dead? I wouldn't have been able to fucking tell you.
I would have said dead.
You would have said dead. I probably would have too.
I took that bitch out years ago.
So
Jace, I'll be honest, when Fidel Castro died the other day, I thought he was dead for like decades.
Yeah. Okay, so for decades. Didn't he die in the Bay of Pigs? What happened? So I've compiled a list of celebrities who we are going to talk about and find out if they are, and you guys are going to guess if they are dead or alive. Okay.
All right.
And, let's see here. And I will, pull up pictures for you guys. So,
am I going to know most of these people? I'm a millennial.
It's true.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Maybe. We'll find out.
Okay.
First one up.
Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno.
He's alive.
Yeah, he's definitely alive.
Wait, no. I'm going to say he's dead, actually.
He's alive.
This guy. Hold on.
He's alive.
I saw him in a movie.
Hold on. So what we'll do is we will let you guys. So I want you guys to kind of internally lock in your vote.
Oh,
and then
okay.
We'll go around and we'll
jump the gun on that one.
That's all right. We'll go around. That's a warm up. Okay. We'll go around and cast your votes.
Can we make a case to why we think what we think?
What I'll have you do actually is I'm gonna have you guys write them
down. Ah,
okay.
Brilliant.
Keep you all honest. So, and then we'll discuss it. So, Jay says Lou. This is just a warm up round.
Okay.
But Jay says Lou Ferrigno's dead. You guys say he's alive.
Yeah,
he is in fact alive.
Yes.
Okay. And I feel like guys would know that better than a woman that Lou Ferrigno's dead.
Okay, but look at his muscles in that picture right there. His head looks like it's about.
He was Hulk on
he was
the
Incredible Hulk.
Yeah,
I have this whole series on DVD.
Oh yeah.
Such
a shitty show.
Yeah, it's terrible. Every show in the 70s was just about a guy who meandered from town to town and didn't want any trouble, but yet somehow always got into trouble.
It always winds up.
Next thing he's like fucking high kicking some sheriff in the face, like, you know, in like Kung Fu. This show, you know, bled into, you know, early 90s with Lorenzo Lamas and Renegade. So. All right. So that was our first one up. We are going to take another stab at this. The next gentleman on the list is Commander Riker from Star Trek The Next Generation, Jonathan Frakes. Dead or alive?
I hope he's alive. He seems like a really nice guy.
He has gorgeous blue eyes.
Fuck, that's him.
User.
Holy shit.
He's like one Michael of those guys who gets like
shit.
Hotter.
Yeah. Did age like shit.
Oh, oops. I was saying he got hotter with age.
Well, you know what Jay's into. Well, now we know what kind of porn she watches.
Star Trek money's fucking ran out.
Yeah.
You don't have to pretend.
Oh, never mind then.
All right. Dead or alive? Jonathan Frakes. Jay?
Alive.
Jay says alive. Jeremy?
I'm going to say alive. I'll wait for my reasoning.
Okay.
Traz?
I'm going to say alive because it just break my heart.
Everyone says he's alive.
Okay.
Jay, what were
I'm going to say alive because along with that photo that you brought up on the side of it, it said not opposed to blowing shit up in Star Trek 3.
Oh, look at that. There's been a million Star Treks, though.
Yeah, but I'm assuming that they're talking about the new ones.
Is there new ones?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You done goofies.
Look at that. All right, we're going to have to find better pictures then. Hold on.
So I presume he is alive, then.
Do full screen with the picture before you do it.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to ruin the game.
No, that's all right.
I'm a fucking cheater.
So, hold on, let me find this other. Here's what we're going to do. One second. We're going to find... I got something for you guys that's going to be even better than a picture.
Ooh.
No, that's not it.
What
so,
was
don't know, but I'm mildly aroused.
The you all have 1 point. You all guessed Jonathan Franks is still alive.
Okay.
But next up on the list is a man who I hope you all remember. A little man.
Oh, yeah, dude.
This is grade school, man.
By the name of Pastor Troy.
Baller. Shot caller.
Literally my least favorite song in existence.
Caller, get laid tonight. Swish a roll tight. Something, something, something. Make money the fly away. But there's got to be a better way. Better way. Better way. Yeah.
Is Pastor Troy dead or alive?
I don't think he's a real pastor. I'm just going to go out on a limb.
That's your commentary on Pastor Troy?
He married my grandparents.
They were so
progressive.
I find
that very offensive.
Jay, Pastor Troy, dead or alive?
He's too thug to be alive, so I'm going to say he's dead.
Jay says he's dead. Jeremy?
I'm going to say he's alive.
Trav.
Although he hasn't made a CD in a long time.
Yeah, he hasn't made a CD, so at least his music career is dead.
Yeah.
I hope that he's alive but has become a real pastor.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for alive just because I want him to be alive.
He took the mace route.
All right.
Still a pastor.
Pastor Troy is, in fact, still alive.
Shit, I suck at this game.
Unfortunately, though, I wish he was dead.
Oh,
okay.
I used to hate that song when it came out. I was in junior high, but it just grows on me.
See, I was already a grown man by the time that song came out.
I was like 30.
Like, fuck you.
I was like, God damn it, what is this? Bring back UGK.
Right?
Oh, no. This game is heartbreaking, dude.
Man up!
Just wait till you see the next one.
Okay. Your reaction makes me nervous. I imagine just being like a little puppy or something.
Exactly.
Oh, God, that's easy.
No.
Thuy Trang.
The Yellow Ranger.
The Yellow Ranger. Or Thuy, actually. Would be Thuy Trang. The Yellow Ranger from the original Power Ranger show. Is she dead or alive?
I'll go last on this one.
Can we just talk about how offensive it is? She's the Yellow Ranger.
Well, the black kid was the Black Ranger.
I know. They're so fucking stereotypical.
Well, the red one was an Indian, so they're good.
That's true. But the rainbow-colored one was a faggot. So
hey.
Did they have a white
can't
one?
Can't say faggot on here.
That's right.
Come up with something funny, please.
Sorry.
Did they have a white ranger?
Cocksucker. He was a cocksucker.
It was David Duke.
Yeah. His name...
The white ranger was David Duke.
The gay rangers. His zord was a Mr. Fister.
Shit. You know what? I would be the most scared to fight that one.
I would
too.
Everyone
would lose
against
him
because
they would fucking run away from him.
Yeah. The anal butt plug. The neoprene butt plug.
When I was single, I might have fought him.
Death.
I got lonely.
Yeah, sure. Things happen. All right. Jay, Thuy Trang, the Yellow Ranger from the original Power Rangers show. Is she dead or alive?
I think she's dead.
Trask?
Yeah, I think she died of diabetes. She looks fat in that picture.
She looks fat in that picture.
All right.
Hold on. Has any Asian person ever died of diabetes?
I don't know.
I can't name one.
I feel like that is a disease.
Super wrestlers, bro.
That's...
But they're pretty fit.
Yeah, they are.
Being overweight, they're pretty fucking fit. But anyways, so, yeah.
Jay, you said dead.
Yes.
Traz, you said dead.
Dead, yeah.
She's in fact dead. She died in a car accident in 2001, and it was overshadowed by September 11th.
Wow, very specific.
Holy crap.
Also overshadowed by Paula Poundstone molesting her adopted children.
That too.
Wait,
which was
what?
Also overshadowed by 9/11.
Wait, so you're telling me the yellow Asian ranger woman died in a car wreck?
Yeah. Oh! You
damn! You're the only one that caught that.
Oh. Wow. Yeah.
I have a whole bunch of useless knowledge floating around up here about celebrity
deaths.
I noticed
that. You were on it with the Paula Abdul song. Yeah. You were God, you should be a trivia, like my trivia partner.
Yeah, let's do it. I was Harry's trivia partner for a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
For one show.
There you go.
All right.
He wrote all the questions. I just sat there looking pretty.
There you go.
So... there'll be a this is gonna be an odd one. So this is I'm just gonna show you this whole page. This is Jamie Foxworth. She was the youngest sister on Family Matters show with Urkel.
I remember.
She later famously did porn.
Wait, okay, so
sorry. Oh, there she is. There's her titties.
Yes.
There's a dick on her nose.
You didn't catch the fucking this one down here either.
missed all that.
No. You know what? I have so much more respect for you that you went to her face first before the titties.
So that's what a vagina looks like.
That's what a black vagina looks like.
Okay, so she was the youngest kid.
She was the youngest. Yes. She was one that she was on for the first four seasons. Then she famously disappeared, and for the rest of the series. And then on the last episode, she came down. Like they had her come back.
Yeah.
They wrote her out of the show for like
because she was doing porn. Or?
No. Well, she was like seven at the time, so I don't think so.
I mean, it,
Hollywood.
Look at that mean ass face right there. That's
Look at her smiling with that dick. That's like the nicest smile I've ever seen.
Okay. Jamie Foxworth.
She's dead, dude.
Trav says dead.
I'm going to say alive.
Jeremy says alive.
I'm going to say alive, too. You know, semen is supposed to have curative properties, and she seems to have a lot of it, so.
She is, in fact, alive. Despite her aggressive porn career. She is, in fact, alive.
Didn't she get away from it, though, and, like, actually, like, be something now?
Yeah.
Also, I want to make a correction. You said Pastor Troy 100 times.
Little Troy. Yeah. I apologize.
Pastor Troy is totally different.
Yeah, different guy. You're right. Little
there
Troy.
Is
you got there
Pastor
is a Pastor Troy.
Troy
Pastor
Troy. You're correct.
That man is hard as fuck. Amazing.
All right. Next up, a man, one of the greats. From Canada.
Uh-oh. Tell me if it's Justin Bieber and then he's died. And
is
I
that
just
Buddy Holly?
Hold on.
That's an easy one.
Yeah, I think we all know that one.
Plane crash.
Rick Moranis.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's the guy from Honey...
Ghostbusters.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Shrunk the everything, yeah.
Dead or Alive.
God, he looks creepy.
It's just that
he just looks like a
smile.
Sexual predator.
Yeah.
Like he is the textbook definition of that.
Ugh. Especially when he was younger. Go to the picture with him with his glasses on.
No. Hold on.
That one.
This one.
Yeah.
Or even in the suit, he's still really
scary.
Yeah.
That's when he was the gatekeeper. Or no, is he the keymaster?
Yeah, I am the keymaster. Yeah. How did it go? Anyway.
I forget.
Jay, dead or alive? Rick Moranis.
I think alive.
You think alive?
Yeah, I think alive.
Jeremy?
I think alive. That one I'm unsure of.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he died.
Rick Moranis is, in fact, alive. Okay. Jeremy's ahead. Jay's behind with 4. Travis has 3.
What does Jeremy have?
5.
Okay.
Still in striking distance. I blew... the lead last month on this show.
Okay.
So, the Hitler quotes.
All right. Next up, another rapper.
Kind of curious about that.
Dead or alive, Fat Joe.
You gotta come harder than this, man.
Can you play a Fat Joe song?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the Lean Back Like a Cholo?
Is that the only song? I don't know any of those songs. I have to wait through this fucking commercial. What do you think, Jay? Dead or alive? Fat Joe.
He's pretty fat.
He's pretty fat.
You know, you can have the
You want to talk about diabetes, yeah.
I'll go with dead.
Jay says dead.
What you doing? No.
Yeah, I'll go with Dead too.
This song was dope back in the day.
Yeah, when it first came out.
So he is still alive.
You know that for a fact.
Fat Joe is the one that died. Or I'm sorry, Big Pun.
Big Pun is the one that died. That is correct. Big Pun died. Fat Joe is still alive. Jeremy knows his celebrity
news.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Big Pun's son is fucking amazing. He's an amazing rapper. The kid is freaking awesome. Did you see, what's his name? The kid from Transformers.
Shia LaBeouf.
Did you see him on Sway in the Morning?
Doing the freestyle?
Yeah. Fucking killed it.
He's pretty good.
Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah.
Bring that shit up, man.
I would love to see that.
That shit's fucking... After this game, if we got time.
Okay. Oh, where do I want to go next?
You did a good job of finding celebrities, dude.
Yeah, they're random enough ones that, like, we know, but it's, like, I haven't heard about you in a while.
Right.
Fuck away. Lean back.
Yeah, he just actually came out with a new song, like, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. It's not that bad. Him and Remy Ma.
Okay, so we're gonna do this.
Fat Joe kind of looks like an asshole to me.
Yeah, he looks like you, especially since he lost all the weight. Like,
he's skinny
fucking,
now?
Oh yeah, like, he's
what,
he's
does
not
he
skinny.
Just go by Joe?
No, he'd get sued by the actual Joe.
So, a man who would love Fat Joe's music probably produced something very similar. The mastermind behind the Beatles, George Martin.
Didn't you write the Lord of the Rings book?
George Martin is the producer behind the Beatles. He's the man who was there, basically kind of found them and one of the big guys at Capitol Records back in the day. Dead or alive, George Martin.
Okay.
You guys got your answers?
Yeah, I'm just going to say dead, man. It seems like he's got to be at least 100 years old right now.
Traz says dead.
Well, he's like 50 in that picture, and it's black and white. He's still alive.
That was actually my whole logic for this. I was like, black and white, he must be dead.
I'm going to say that he is alive. Enough members of the Beatles have died, and I think that you're doing the old picture to throw us off.
That's probably true.
Oh.
God, you've reverse psychology this bitch.
George Martin is dead.
Ah, suck a dick.
I had dead written down too, but then last minute I changed it.
All right. Next. I like this music bed we got going on.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
All right, Traz is cheating over here.
Your reactions are making me very curious for what's to come.
All right.
Makes me sad. Good people die all the time.
Next up, the dad from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, James Avery.
Shit, he was fat back then.
Everyone?
Yeah.
I'm locked in.
Locked in.
Traz, dead or alive?
I think I heard he died.
Jeremy?
Go to Jay.
Jay?
I think he's dead.
He's dead.
He is, in fact, dead.
Okay.
It's a tight game.
It is a tight game.
Jeremy's at 7. Jay's at 6.
Okay.
Traz at 5.
Oh, man, if I wouldn't have fucked up on that last one, man.
All right. I think we're going to do 2 more.
All right.
Okay.
And then we'll... where do we go from here?
When did
you
got to
look at the Shia LaBeouf freaking freestyle, man.
All right, we'll do that right after this.
He died, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
James Avery?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
He's been dead for a while.
Okay.
We can see this beat it up.
All right, don't be cheating, Traz.
Sorry.
We can all see it, though.
Can you?
Yeah. It's on the screen.
Okay, it is. God damn it. So here is your...
the musical reference.
God damn it, commercials. I need to get a subscribe.
I got YouTube Red, man. It's amazing. You get Google Play Music too for free, or for $10 a month.
Don't you think it's kind of ironic that they called it YouTube Red when RedTube is a thing?
Yeah.
Like, that was a poor choice.
Google owns them both. All right. The guy behind Tipsy, Jaquan. Dead or Alive.
Damn, this is a good song. Wait, the one in the white or the one in the black?
The one in the white.
Okay. The one, the guy in the black was Daz Dillinger. He's Snoop Dogg's cousin from DPG. Long Beach. That's right. That's my jam. That's my
Let's
right
play
there.
House, man. That was my shit in school, dude. Goddamn. Yeah,
Michelle A.
Dog food. Oh.
You know what? I'm going to say that he's alive. I think he's alive.
I'm going to say he's alive.
I'm going to say he's dead.
He is, in fact, still alive.
Little side note. You remember Houston?
Yes.
The guy Houston? Did you hear what he did?
No.
Oh, God. So he went crazy and took a fucking sport and dug his fucking eye out of his head.
Whoa, what?
Yeah. Pull up Houston.
Yeah.
You'll probably remember that song.
Also, did you say a spork? A fork. But
he took a spork and dug his own eyeball out.
I'm presuming he's dead.
No. He's alive. He's eyeless.
God.
He wears a patch now.
Why?
Like Slick Rick the Ruler.
Right. What was the name of his big song?
Oh, fuck, man. I can't remember. But it had, like, everybody in it, didn't it?
Yeah, it was, like, Chingy and Houston. They talked. Oh, I like that.
I like that. Yeah, yeah.
This song was dope back in the day.
Oh, hell yeah, man. That was such a good year for music.
Dude,
that's the same time that Jaquan came out. That's the same time everybody came
out. What was that? That Ludacris and Lil Jon song, too. Because I'm on the prowl like Tiger Woods. Because I'm on the prowl like a Tiger Woods. That song, what the fuck is in this song?
Yeah.
R.I.P. Nate Dogg.
Yeah. Dead or Alive, Nate Dogg.
That's a good episode.
Let's see his picture on here. I want to see him one time with both of his eyes.
Oh, here.
Why did he do it, you know?
He went crazy. He just lost
on drugs or something?
Probably.
Okay, right there.
Dug his
like, I hate having two eyes. You know what would solve this problem? A spork.
You know what my least favorite thing in life is? Depth perception.
Yes, yes.
Maybe he just always wanted to be a pirate.
Yeah.
There's better ways to do
you
it.
You could never like watch 3D movies. Terrible.
He probably couldn't afford them anyway. Got to pay extra for the 3D movies. All right.
Rest in peace, your eyeball.
Oh, God.
All right. We're going to do one more.
Is there a picture of his eyeball?
I don't know. Let's see.
It's the internet. I'm sure there is somewhere. Yeah.
It probably has video of him digging it out somewhere.
God damn.
Okay. So. The last one is from a show that probably only Jeremy might remember.
Nice.
With Rob Schneider, early 90s NBC, Sequest.
Yep.
Mr.
Jonathan
Brandis.
He's adorable.
He was on like all the teen fucking magazines and shit. Bitches wanted to fuck him like crazy.
I'll admit, I feel a little bit of pedophilia going on right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. A little bit.
He was
dead
dreamy.
Or alive.
He was dreamy.
Jay, dead or alive?
I'm going to say dead.
Yeah, I'm going to say dead too.
Suicide.
Yeah, he is dead. He
killed himself?
He hung himself.
Why? He's so
what, 17 high. Years old?
Yeah, he was young.
Super young.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That was a dark episode of Sequest.
It was.
Yeah. Wait, what?
No, it didn't actually happen on air.
Like,
it's not the Twilight Zone. People didn't actually die making it.
Oh, my God. That, Jeremy wins. God, Jeremy's got all the morbid shit games. He knows all the...
Try a different game that's not morbid. I'll beat your ass at that, too. Like, let's go.
All right.
Best know a quotes lot of useless... from the Bible. I don't know.
That one is a little tricky.
I can do that one.
Yeah.
Bet you can.
I've been wanting to play a game on the podcast that I think I might have told you about it, Jay.
Yeah, you did.
That, but I don't think Monica would be happy about it. But it's called, I want to play a game called Deese Explains the Bible.
Oh, nice.
Where someone reads like a random passage of the Bible and I just have to kind of riff on it. But
maybe do it when Monica's not here.
I'm all in for that. Yeah. Have me on as a guest again. I will do that.
It just seems like a lot of fun.
I'm not afraid of fake things.
That actually started when this last year I was at the, because I had a suite in the at Quest for my birthday, and I got all drunk, and I'm standing there. I took the Gideon's Bible and just started reading it to people. I'm like reading it to everyone there. I'm like, you're gonna listen to me read the Bible. I'm just like making fun of it and just riffing. That's great. I was pretty happy. Here's the Shia LaBeouf.
It shocked me.
Yeah.
When I saw this.
All right. Something faster after this, though, yeah? Okay. Listen. Get ready, get set. This is me. This is wild. This is a childhood dream. I'm that guy, though. All pride, yo. Do my thing and stack ride, though. I'm at White Oak, the gun club. I mean, One Oak. That's a dumb club. I don't go there. But I get dumb love, legend, bitch. Trash you heard, that's all alleged, bitch. Plagiarist, stay making shit. Greatest gifts come from painful shit. Truth is, I'm a true G. Only white kid with big and a coogee tatted to me. And Tupac too. And Missy on my two knees. Dude, please stop asking about my tats like some groupies. Whenever the truth's required, I'm hired. I'm the go-to guy for fire. When the truth's not needed, I beat it. I come from La Migra, streets kid, I'm Gyro. Why is he acting up?
Backing up. Ambitious as a writer, a dope ass track, too.
Yeah. Pass the buck. Tell me why, though. Because I'm testing me.
Reminds me of being on the school bus in middle school. I bought that fucking double disc the day it came out.
Yeah.
Had it in my discman.
I'm popping these, popping G, popping C. I get you high as poppy seeds. Copy me. You ain't Heather Knox and me. Roger me. Check me, check me. Evidently, kid is transcending. God damn, it's a hell of a day. Sat here jammed between Heather and Sway. It's a dream, yes sir, I'm the belle of the ball. Never thought my rhyme style was eligible. Rhymes are negligible, unintelligible. Now I'm exceptional, unquestionable. No question, I'm full. My cup, it runneth over. This shit's going viral, yup, I'm taking over. Better than I've been, alert, alert, sober. Me, I've been a G since he knew Kurt Loder. Eat right, stay kosher.
Kurt Loder reference.
Yeah, right?
Kid slow roll like a hurt bowler. Goddamn, I'm here. You're nowhere, you're poser. I'm poster, you're no sir. I'm closer to toaster. I'm solar, you're nervous. I'm not sir, I'm rockster. You're novice, I'm honest. I'm Costner, I'm Kevin. You're second to a monster. Roger, I'm a prosper. You are not sir. You're a tosser, a toddler. Luke, I'm your father.
Oh, damn.
What I am is I'm criminal with syllables and pronouns. Watch how it goes down. Yeah, my whole sound's profound. Freestyle with Sway, you would think I was a pro now. And it's pronounced Shia LaBeouf. I'm flying high and high ain't enough. I am above, cut from steel. Boy's real, iron is tough. I kill the five-finger Sway, five ain't enough. Nah, but 10 might do. Hip-hop used to be fertile, now it's Timbuktu. Where the spitters go? Garbage litter shit they wrote. Miss me with that little boat, cause bigger individuals committed to these
tell
principles.
Tell them how much Eminem you listen to.
Yeah, no shit.
Hope, consider them the missing throats. Talking those who gave it all got passed over. Rap's over when you gas up the fast forward. It's dumb now, it's trash rapping in October. Who wrote what for who? It's all so below par, substandard. Used to be a litmus. If you didn't write your own shit, you got dismissed. Been through that.
For a kid from now the Disney kids. Channel, man, he is getting in.
Yeah, my thing, man. It was written. Get coke, this the shipment. Jewish pop to this music with a twist of Whitman. Women, I'm the shipment. Get the business. Mint condition. But I'm married, keep your distance. Treat these ladies fair like I'm Henry Higgins. This the shipment. This a stitch in time. I got fire, I could realign your spine, man. I am real, I could redesign your rhymes, man. I'm the Einstein of rhyming. I'm your bloodline assignment. This is what you call refinement. I thank God Almighty that I'm balling slightly. I say amen. I'm just amen who's chasing elation. In my occupation, who's patient, who comes from below the basement, from the pavement. Then I got an agent. Then I done made it. Past Tom Hanks replacement. Goddamn, my life's amazing. And you like it because my life is real. My life is like a highlight reel. Don't like me? Check Twitter. How the zeitgeist feel. Sway in shape 45 is what I just killed.
Shit, that was really good.
Wow. Wow. Who's
Shia
the
LaBeouf?
Who's that mumble
Snoop
rap?
Snoop Dogg and 50 Cent on Snoop Show is the mumble rap.
Is that it?
Yeah.
These guys, like, some of the shit these guys are saying.
It's terrible now. That's insane. Fucking, they just got killed by a fucking kid on the Disney Channel. Even yeah. Steven, man, just slaughtered him.
Okay, so who is this guy?
Designer. The guy that does Panda.
And that fucking...
What What the hell was
song? I don't know. It's like, never mind. I don't know. All right. Fuck all that. I hate that mumble rap shit.
Yeah.
Fucking trap music. Shit like that. All right. Well, Jeremy wins the game. And some celebrities are dead, some are alive.
More are dying every day.
All right. Oh, well, we're clicking on time here. Jay, you want to get into the news?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the news with Jay.
Let's do it.
Broadcasting live from the news mecca, Spokane, Washington, to our affiliates all over the world, this is the Social Hour News.
Guys,
oh, the pipeline, the line of pipe,
pipe that line,
pipe in lay the that line, pipe lay that pipe, pipe, pipe in the line. So they finally get rid of those damn Indians. What happened?
Well, I think we've all hopefully.
I want to pay 3 cents less a gallon.
It'd be nice.
Well, a whole bunch of veterans lined up, and we're trying to protect it. And I guess what I read is that now they're talking about not doing going forward with the construction.
Did they say they're going to go around it now or something?
Well,
or
I think they're not going to do it.
The state did not give them the proper permits. They didn't issue them the right permits, so they cannot build there, supposedly, is what I heard. I haven't snoped it yet, though, so I don't know.
But I do think it's kind of interesting because D. Trump has said that he wants to go through with the pipeline.
Didn't he invest in the... He invested
probably.
In it, the company
probably.
That
he's
was.
Got so many
solid
fucking
gold pipeline.
Yeah.
Ties through
super
that,
classy.
So. Yeah, but as of right now, it's been a win for the natives.
I agree with the... So, like, it was going to affect the water, right? Isn't that... Wasn't that a thing?
That's why it was supposed to go through the main city.
Yeah.
But then there's too many people. It was going to affect too many people because the population in Des Moines, wherever the fuck it is...
Sure.
Is
those seven people in that city in North Dakota.
So they're like, okay, well, we'll route it around here and go through the Indian res. And they're like, no, you can't do that either. You know, they were kind of just looking for the route that would affect less people.
Get
a little bit closer.
Yeah, sorry. There you go. I mean, you know, fuck the natives enough. Why not, right? Yeah, what's one more? The funny thing is, like, I was like, oh, it's like, sacred burial ground, right?
Yeah,
it's some of the most sacred land that the natives have.
out of all the land they have left, like, so the very little bit of land they're
like
still alive.
The crescendo of it is happening around Thanksgiving.
It's the last land that they own that does not have a casino on it.
God,
so
that's
I
fucking
crazy.
Yeah, but it's like Thanksgiving. We're trying to remember before we ravaged their people, and nowadays now we're shooting like Bing Bad pellets at them. So. Yeah. At least
shoot
today,
them with hoses. Yeah, no, it's some fucked up stuff.
Getting better, but we'll see. I mean, it's still got a long ways to go.
So, you know, you should be happy about this. You know what? You know what makes me happy?
What?
As
dear God,
let's hear it.
What?
Let's hear it.
As a Mexican American man, a Hispanic man, I love that we have been completely forgotten about. Like no one. I mean, shit, they're fucking around with the Native Americans. They forgot about our kind of brown. There's black people, and now there's Native American troublemakers, and the Mexicans are out there just doing whatever the fuck they want to right now. Like, you don't even hear about us.
Well, that's probably because you're all being deported by D. Trump,
that's
right?
Probably in hiding. We're trying to get what we can while we're still here.
Yeah.
But, like, no one even mentions us anymore. It all became black and white, and now Native Americans, they came back around, you know. It's like, hey, you can buy blankets in bulk now. We can take care of this problem real quick.
You think they'd fall for the same thing twice, though?
Yeah. I think they would.
Fool me once.
No, this time we mean it. No,
that water we're spraying from these hoses is cold as shit, man.
Here's
a blanket.
I am. It is.
Could be a smallpox snuggie.
Right. Yes. Where's my fat head? And my book light. it is nice that protesters won, and actually I like that people were protesting for a decent cause,
right.
Yeah.
Instead of like Occupy Wall Street where it's like, hey, we just want to fuck in a park and not like actually actually like have a real end game here.
Yeah,
like we don't like Capitalism. All right, well, what's your fucking plan about it? Not instead of just bivouacking in a park for a couple months and not having a fucking job. You know, I like that there was an end game. There's a setup, there's a goal, and they accomplished it.
Yeah.
So maybe they can, you know, come down here, and they should get together with the Black Lives Matter people, and you know, then we can take them all out at once.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
fuck Whitey.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant. No, so that's good. I am, despite my general demeanor, I'm happy that they, you know, it's nice that at some point we have to, people don't understand, like, land is the only thing that is finite, you know, or not the only thing, but one of the only things that really matters that's finite, you know, I mean, we're
the earth in general.
Right. You know, yeah, the resource of the earth, you know, like, we just keep fucking up the land. We're not aquatic quite yet.
But it's okay because the new president doesn't believe in global warming, so we're
sure,
safe.
It's fake.
We're safe. It's,
yeah,
it's
Chinese
conspiracy propaganda.
Bush.
Sure, yeah.
God
is
damn
it everything?
We're so
fucking yellow Power Ranger.
She's dead. She can't hurt us anymore. Oh yeah. Well, that's good. I'm happy. Good job.
It was just kind of refreshing. Like every time I look at my news feed, it's always something horrible, and so it was like, for once, just good news. So.
Yeah.
So far.
But then next week, McDonald's is going to come out with the McRib, and we're all going to forget about the pipeline. And then they're going to plow that fucker right through the, and like before we even know it, and then we'll forget about it. And after we all come out of our McRib coma, we'll be like, what was happening?
What
we'll have a new president. Pipeline will be through. No one will fucking know the difference and remember it.
Damn it.
You know?
Damn that McRib.
I know. It'll get us.
So do you know if they're rerouting the pipeline or just stopping
That's,
it?
I'm
I think,
not sure yet.
I believe that they're rerouting.
Yeah.
I wish they just wouldn't do it at all.
Yeah, why?
Because I would like us to invest more in green, sustainable energy rather
That's
than...
That's pretty smart, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be nice.
Yeah.
But then they wouldn't get their tax money, and... Yeah.
Sure, it's...
Taxes or the welfare
You can't tax
of our
the
planet.
Sun. They'll find a way.
Tax the sun. yeah, the it would be nice, but the renewable resources and things are actually really easy. And the cost of solar panels has come down so much. What is it in one of the smarter countries, Poland, Switzerland, something like that?
Yeah.
They've gone to these solar roads.
Mm-hmm.
That is such
where
a
like
good
all
idea.
The roads are solar, like powering other parts of the city and things like that. It's
could
just,
it power the? How awesome would it be if the roads could power the cars?
Oh,
whoa.
Wow. Well, eventually when the cars are self-driving.
Well, they've been talking about that for years with the electric cars and stuff, that like at intersections, stoplights and stuff, they'd have charging stations under the road. So when an electric car
or like
pulls
a
up
solar
that,
power kind
it boosts of, them. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a monorail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be amazing. But
yeah.
So that's my little bit of the news.
One day.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all you got? That's the one?
One
news. Oh.
Can I plug
it? I thought it was going to take longer.
Can I plug a couple of things?
All right. Okay, so natives, good news, Native Americans, your culture is safe. You are welcome.
For now.
We've done everything we can for you.
I got something. Did you see that Alec Baldwin promised to stop doing his Donald Trump impression on SNL if Trump releases his tax?
I did hear that. The
so fucking amazing.
His Trump's response was that he's waiting for the IRS to finish an audit.
Oh my god!
But aren't you if you're Donald Trump and you have companies that size, aren't you just continuously audited? You're like you're perpetually in an audit, right?
Probably.
You're never like
yeah.
It's like fucking tennis. It's happen or NASCAR. It happens year round. Can you tell me the off season of NASCAR? No, you can't tell me the off season of when Trump isn't being audited either. So it's such a cop out. Of course, I don't understand. There's a couple things I wish we would not give a shit about when it comes to presidents. I think we should like put them in cloaks. Like white ones, we'll say. Like white cloaks. No, just put them
he
in.
Might as well.
This is starting to sound eerily familiar.
No, just but put them in. Like, I don't think we should be voting for them. Like, no names. They're just nameless, faceless, like, just voice modulators. And all we hear is their ideas and what they're going to do for the country.
Are we voting for the Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Are but, they but faceless because no, they have sheets?
But I don't want to know their – I don't need to know their –
sex.
Their tax release, yeah. Or like what they've done with their taxes. You know, the system is set up to we've taxed the shit out of people so much that the system is set up to take advantage of loopholes. You can't discriminate against someone because they take advantage of the loopholes that the tax system has set up.
That's a really Trump thing for you to
say. But it's true.
I mean, quoting him right now.
I agree with him there. You can't if you're going to set up a system that's going to like what's your fair share? I mean, and when you're, you know, I mean, oh, you want 70% of my money I make now? I mean, I'm fucking earning. How about these people that were just like continuously just, you know, letting them not do shit and ride along on the system and they're never trying to get out of this system? You know, let's find a middle ground here for people. The other thing is I don't want to know about religion when it comes to, I think we shouldn't be allowed to talk about candidates' religions.
Religion shouldn't
have anything to do with government at all. But I mean, if somebody is like Mike Pence, for example, is very religious and that is going to impact his governmental decisions.
It will, but I don't think we should be basing anything on that. We shouldn't be able to talk about it. I want to talk about your politics. Like, what is your stance on this, stance on that? You can ask them about stances on things like gay rights and things like that. Okay. But let's not be like, well, God said, fuck that. No, you just, yes or no, what's your stance?
Yeah, once you drop God in like a debate or something, you should be kicked the fuck out.
Right, yeah. You're done. I don't want to hear what your religious stances are. I don't give a fuck if you're a Muslim, a Satanist, or an atheist, or whatever the fuck you are. If you can run this country better than other people, then that's what I want. So, yeah, but Trump's going to rule with an iron fist.
Him and Putin, Vice President Putin.
Jesus Christ.
Amazing. Both right in on their fucking battle bears.
They're coming. We're gonna come in and take Canada by surprise. Come in both ways. Yeah. So that'll be fun. We'll give you Alaska back if you help us take Canada. But you guys got to take that French part. Fuck Quebec. French Canadians is the worst kind of French and the worst kind of Canadian. Like, you're fucked two ways. You're Canadian and French. So, all right.
So true.
Anyone got anything else?
I could talk for hours, honestly.
All right.
Well. Don't make me go home. No, I'm just joking.
All right. Well, I think we'll call it a wrap for tonight. I got a bunch of shit I got to do tonight still. But Jay, thanks for coming, dear.
Thank you for having me back.
Always love having you. Jeremy, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
So for the social, again, find Jay at the Spokane Comedy Club, 315 West Sprague Avenue, Thursday, December 15th at 8 p.m. for the dating game show. She'll be performing and getting molested on stage, guaranteed.
Yay.
So, yeah. Bring your prophylactics and your cameras.
Yes. I hope I get paid for this.
Yeah.
It's enough for Plan B.
At least $50. It's fucking Sprague. Yeah. At least $50.
No, you do it for, you know, what do they say? It's a, what's the term? You're doing it for exposure.
In more than one sense.
Right.
There will be exposure.
Yeah. All right. Well, for the Social Hour guys, I am Dees, and for Traz, Jeremy, and Jay.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
All right. Thanks, guys. And
you can catch me on my couch all week.
That's right. All right, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to bootleg energy drinks, people with rotary phones, robot whales, Jay's sex appeal, ISIS, Pastor Troy and Little Troy, all of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Monica, and French Canadians. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
I'll admit, I feel a little bit of pedophilia going on right now.
Thank you. This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!